Art Matthews and Impossible Machines, what a talent. And Belito fans, get set to welcome Arno Carstens and Art Matthews back to the neighborhood of fun, sun, and festivities for the Marriott Belito Beats concert. It's this Sunday, 11th of August, Sugar Rush Park, Belito. And joining us on the line right now, all the way from Germany. This is a very interesting place to be. Is Art Matthews himself. Good morning.
Well, hello.
Hello, Art.
Good morning, hello.
So rarely we get to use the German accent. Thank you for giving us that opportunity today. How are you, buddy?
I can hear you.
Art, what are you actually doing in Germany? Yeah. Why are you there? Will you be back for Sunday?
I'm going to get on a train tomorrow from Hamburg to Frankfurt, I really hope I will make it. But I'm going to have to watch Father John Misty tomorrow at the Hamburg Opera House, so it could be quite a night. So
yeah,
Fingers crossed that I'll be on that train tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope so. We're trying to get people to come through and support you. But why are you in Germany? Are you just joining or are you gigging?
Yeah, but you know what? I took probably the first month hiatus break of my life.
A bit of a
writing thing. I took my backpack and my laptop, and I just wanted to come and hang out, just come and see what it's like. We toured through Germany in the late 90s, but it was so quick and I hardly remembered it. And I just wanted to come see, just come check it out. For some reason, I had a desire to be in Germany, so I managed to pop into Italy as well, checked out a few things there, and just been cruising around Germany, just getting a little bit of
tough life,
eh? It's a tough life, but I've worked all life to be able to do it.
Quite right.
So, Art, we can't have you. I mean, you are a South African legend in the music industry as well, and so we can't not bring this up. Just talking about the now late Johnny Clegg, where were you when you heard the news that he had passed away, and how did Johnny Clegg impact your life?
Yeah, so it was a very tough. I was actually in Florence, in Italy, it was the one day that I actually didn't have my phone on me the whole day because I was trying really hard to break away from some tech, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd been posting on social media. Yesterday was the first one I did the whole trip on Instagram, and so I was had a phone free day, and I got back to the hotel in the evening, and obviously the news all blew up. It was very, very devastating. I didn't sleep at all that night. I mean, I actually don't remember crying quite as much as that for anyone in recent memory. So it was a really, really big one for me. You know, I'd worked closely with him. I know his son very well. You know, we hang out often. And so that was big news for me. It took me a long time to be able to, it was quite traumatic. You know, I had to come back to South Africa to do a show that he couldn't do. So it was just all very, just very, very tough. And he was a massive icon, big inspiration to the whole country. And it was a very, very big loss. So that the country's still not dealing with this.
Yeah.
And as you said, you worked with Johnny Clegg. You work with his son, Jesse. What did you learn the most from Johnny? Like from staging or writing songs or performance? Or in what way did he influence you as a musician in your career?
Well, I just think he's zest for life, which was incredible, which went right up until the illness, you know, just really. And even, I mean, I knew kind of about it in the early stages when he was going in. This was a couple of years ago when he was still going in for his first round operations and things like that. And, he was always still energetic on stage, still rocking it, even in the face of such a debilitating, physical thing. And, he always had fears. He was a beautiful person. He was kind. And he just always had that zest and lust for life, which I'm praying, you know, that I can still kind of tap into every now and then, and I'm still in my early 40s, you know, so that was very inspirational for me.
Yeah. Well, listen, hopefully you get your connecting train and your transport and your shuttle to the airport and you're on the plane and then you land back in, I don't know if you're coming direct to Durban or via Joburg, but hopefully you're here in time for your gig this weekend, Sunday the 11th. Arno Carstens, Art Matthews on the same, I beg your pardon, on the same bill. What can we expect?
Yeah, you know, on and off, we've actually developed a little bit of a love affair. To
romance.
Quite fond of each other. Yeah, it's bromance. We are very genuinely fond of each other. We try and make a lot of time to have brides at each other's houses because we do stay quite close to each other in Cape Town, so we do often hang out. And what started as counterparts in the 90s has ended up being a pleasantly surprising, very, very cool friendship. So you'll just see that emanating on stage you'll see the love, and it's a cool thing that we get to tip the cap to each other and share some of the biggest songs with each other.
Well, it's a not to... Arts, thank you for talking to us today, and it is a not-to-be-missed concert. It's one of those things where, when are you going to get another chance to watch these two legends on stage together? Art Matthews, Arnu Carstens, Just Ginger, Springbok Nude Girls on the same stage. It's one gig. It's tickets are limited. It's only 2,000 available, so go and get your tickets ASAP. Do not lastminute.com this one. Do not wait for the weather. Just go and get your tickets. Webtickets.co.za. General access costs 150 Rand. Kids between 8 and 12 years of age, only 80 Rand, and under 8, only 20 Rand. So that's www.webtickets.co.za.
And there are a few rules for this weekend. Gates open at 1. You're welcome to bring camping chairs and picnic blankets as well as picnic baskets, but no beverages are going to be allowed onto site, so just remember that.
Sugar Rush Park will provide that for you. Art Matthews, Arnu Carstens, live at Bolito Beats Music Series, proudly brought to you by Marriott, the income specialists, MP Concerts, and East Coast Radio.